Hi everyone, Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. It's an honor to have you here. Thank you so much for listening. Today is Big Idea Tuesday, where I come to you with a thought, a concept, a distinction, an idea, or series of ideas that's radically changed my life for the better. Today, we're talking all about confusion. Two big ideas to help you end and overcome confusion. If you've ever said to yourself, I'm so confused. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want to do. Then this podcast is for you. Before we jump into it, two quick announcements. My business partner has a new book out. It's called Food Fix: How to Save Our Health, Our Economy, Our Communities, and Our Planet One Bite at a Time. Two practitioners that I really, really respect sent me an email and text this week saying, wow, Dr. Mark Hyman has written really the quintessential book of our time when it comes to fixing the food system. This isn't a diet book. This book isn't going to tell you exactly what to eat and what to focus on and what foods are good for your brain. It's a manifesto for us all on how to change the food system, how to vote with our dollar, and why it's so important. Also, real talk, it's an election year, and every candidate running for office, from the president down on every side, needs to understand how important it is to fix our frickin' food system if we want to be a strong country that has a fighting chance, that's healthy. Few quotes from the book. Congressman Tim Ryan said, "The revolution starts with what we put on our plates and in our bodies, but before even that, it starts with Food Fix. Read the book if you're ready to change the world." If you want to change the world, check out Food Fix. It's out today. How to Save Our Health, Our Economy, and Our Communities One Bite at a Time. Link in the show note. Number two, I've been really enjoying texting with so many of you. 302-335-6565. Shoot me a text and just say hi. And I'll say hi back. Or at least I'll try to do my best. Over 1,000 of you, a couple thousand of you have texted me. It's been great. I usually catch up on Sundays. And it's been an honor to get to know so many of you. Let's jump back into the topic at hand. Two big ideas to help you end and overcome confusion. I'm so confused. I don't know what I want. So here's the thing about confusion. It doesn't feel good. When we're confused in life, we're less likely to take action. Have you been so confused about which way to go? And what you want to do? Should I take this job? Should I do that? Should I date this person? Should I spend time with this person? Have you ever been confused? You know that feeling, that pit in your stomach where you kind of feel pulled in two directions and you're not sure if you're making the right decision? If that's you, this is an important conversation. First of all, we have to understand that confusion is a smoke alarm. It's a smoke alarm. When we hear a smoke alarm going off in the kitchen, that's because there's probably something burning. And just like that, when we feel that sense of internal confusion, there's a smoke alarm inside of our body going off asking for clarity. But here's the thing. My big idea that I want to bring to the table first is that there's a difference between confusion and not knowing. And because we don't often understand this difference, we get ourselves worked up about something when really we're talking about something else. Language matters. What do I mean? Here's an example. If somebody calls you up and says, "Hey, which city in India has the biggest population?" If you don't know the answer to that question, that's called not knowing the answer. That's not, "I'm confused." You wouldn't say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so confused. I don't know what the answer is. I'm confused." That's not an appropriate use of the term. You would just say, "I don't know. I never studied it. It never came across my plate. I don't know the answer to it." So the first thing is, when we're talking about confusion, we have to understand, are we talking about not knowing an answer to something, or are we genuinely confused about something? If I had to put my money on it, I'd say that most people who say they're confused actually do know what they want. But for some reason, they're scared. Scared of making the wrong choice, scared of losing love, scared of failing, scared of the boogie monster, the unknown. You know, being scared is a great thing. It shows that you care. But when confusion builds up and it puts us into a place of fear and it makes us scared and we stop taking action, we stop pursuing, we stop moving forward in life, what ends up happening is we miss out on the life we were meant to live, the life that our soul was brought here to experience. So the first thing is this: are we talking about confusion, or are we talking about not knowing? Not knowing the answer to something doesn't mean you're confused. It just means you don't know. So what is confusion? Confusion is, first of all, it's not knowing, but the needing to know. The needing changes everything. The needing is where the stress and anxiety comes from that so many of us feel when we're confused. So let me break that down one more time. So confusion is not knowing. Not knowing is not knowing the answer. What's the capital of the country, Georgia? I don't know the answer to that. Legitimately, I don't know. If you know the answer, text me. I can Google it, but it's a great intro. 302-335-6565. If somebody asked me, what's the capital of the country, Georgia? I would say, I don't know. That's not being confused. Confusion is, I need to know and I don't know. I need to know which job I should take and I don't know. Okay, great. When you don't know something, guess what? That just means you don't know the answer. Sometimes when we don't know the answer, if we feel that life is presenting us with option A or option B or option A, B, and C, that often means something very important. When we don't know which path we should go down, that often means we need to sit, pay attention, and wait for more signs. It's the needing to know, I don't know, should I pick A, B, or C, that freaks us out, that works us up, that causes inaction. And sometimes in life, we just don't have enough information to know which option is the best option that I should take at the moment. Or we may have a little bit of information, but there's no guarantee on how it's going to work out. That's fine. That's real. That's life. But when we put pressure on ourselves for not knowing the answer to something, that's when that pit in our stomach shows up. The pressure of needing to know is going to drive us freaking nuts. But the truth is, a lot of growth happens when we become comfortable with being uncomfortable, because it's worked out that way in the past and it will happen again. Now, if you don't know what you want, the real question is, do you not know, or are you afraid of the consequences? Because when I push people and they say, I'm so confused, I don't know what I want, I ask them, okay, do you really not know the right answer? Or do you feel like you have the best answer and you actually do know what you want, but you are scared? Again, going back to my original statement, if I had to put my money on it, I'd say that most people who say they are confused actually do know what they want, but for some reason they're scared. So now the question becomes, what are you scared of? We don't want to use the word confused to mask up another feeling. Why? Why don't we want to do that? Well, when we don't use the appropriate language and the appropriate words, we can end up playing a game on ourselves. You know, it's pretty well understood that when people say, I'm a perfectionist, what they're really saying is they're hiding behind fear. Being a perfectionist, let's say you have something to say online, you have some content you want to share, you have something that you want to put out there in the world. Oftentimes, people will hide behind the fear of, it's not exactly right. It's the first draft is not exactly there. It's not the right Instagram post. It's not the right article. It's not the right this, that, because really, they're afraid of putting it out there and being judged. Perfectionism is often a mask for fear. In that same way, confusion is often a mask for fear too. So the question becomes, if we're not confused, then what are we? We either don't know the answer, or we're often scared. Now, if somebody's talking to you and they're combining two separate ideas at the same time, or they're giving you an instruction and they're saying, okay, go up the street, take left. Here's how you get to this cafe. You go up the street, you take left, you take a right, do a U-turn, and then come back the same way and take a right. You're like, that's confusing. That's an appropriate use of the word confused. It actually doesn't make sense the way they're saying it, and you're seeking clarity, so you're asking. But in the way that most of us use it, I'm so confused, I don't know what I want. It's not that we don't have an understanding. It's something else that's going on. And if we don't have an understanding, the most important thing that we can do is actually breathe and slow down. The answer will always come if we're willing to be silent enough to hear it and allow things to unfold. We have to be comfortable in the uncomfortableness of things unfolding. Now, when I push people and I say that I think you kind of do know what you want, and if you're that person that says, actually, I do, and I say I'm confused, but I kind of do know what I want, but I'm scared. So if you do know what you want, but you're afraid of the consequences of your decision, here's my suggestion when it comes to addressing the fear. It always comes back to fear. Write your fears down on paper. Be clear about them. Don't hide from them. Give them a name and a face. Give a face to the boogie monster that's holding you back that you're afraid of. Here's the truth, and anybody who has kids or seen kids before knows that monsters are never as scary as they seem when we can see what they really look like. If we stop hiding behind the term confused, and we either say, I don't know the answer, or I'm maybe scared. When we are scared, the next step is to write down why we're scared. When we do that, something powerful unfolds. We get to be real about our fears. And guess what? When we're real about our fears and we stop worrying about the unknown and we stop having the anxiety that's pulling us in one way or another, we can be real about addressing each one of those fears. You know, Reverend Michael Beckwith, I think I've used this quote in a previous podcast. He says, it's not about being fearless. It's about taking your fear with you. Come on, fear. We're just going to go and deal with this anyway, like we've always done in the past. Yeah, okay, I'm afraid. I'm going to take my fear along with me, and we're just going to deal with what we need to do because I've always done it like that. And you know what? It's scary, but what are my other options? If I'm going to live the life that I'm meant to live, that's the option. Let me take the fear along with me. And when you take the fear along with you and address each and every one, you stop being paralyzed. We'll figure it out. We always have, and we always will. So, the real question is, do you have the courage to be honest with yourself? Do you have the courage to honestly write down your fears? And by the way, it's so key that you write them down. Our mind is such a tricky little thing. You can be afraid of something, but it'll convince you, no, I'm not really worried about that. No, I'm not really worried about, I have this great job opportunity. It's in a new city. I'm just confused. I'm not sure what the best options are. I'm not really worried about anything about it. I'm not really worried that if I move to that city and it doesn't work out, that I'll end up homeless and on the streets. I'm not really worried about that. Guess what? Our mind is often worried about those things. And until we actually write them down, until we have the courage to write them down, we're sort of playing a game with ourselves. And by the way, the ego loves when we play these games with ourselves because its goal and job is to look out for us. And when something seems scary, and when something seems fearful, one of the adaptation methods, in addition to fight and flight, is freeze, play dead, act like nothing is going on. We're more likely to be safer that way. So our ego, our reptilian brain, our amygdala, is trying to do its job. It's trying to protect us. And one of the ways it does that is freeze. Play dead like an animal that plays dead, and hopefully everybody will leave you alone and then things will pass and you'll be on your own way. But when we play dead, we don't get the juice of life. We don't get to live the life that we were meant to live. As Joseph Campbell says, to live the life we were meant to live, we have to give up the life that we thought we were going to live. And part of that is ending confusion. Ending confusion and being accurate with what we mean when we say we're confused. I'm so confused, I don't know what I want to do. Tongue tied over here. I'm so confused, I don't know what I want to do. Okay, stop. We've all said that before. When we say it, we pause, we say, okay. And I talk to myself. Anybody who listened to this podcast knows that I'm open. I talk to myself, especially in the car when I'm driving around, and say, okay, why are you confused? Are you really confused or do you not know? Okay, you know what? I don't know what I should do right now. Okay, great. Can you wait and see? Or do you really know what you want to do, but you're just scared about the outcome or the consequences? No, in this situation, I don't know what I really want. Okay, great. Not knowing the answer to something is not being confused. And then there's other times where I'm like, man, I'm confused. I don't know what to do next. And it's like, okay, are you confused or do you not know? And if you're really confused, are you really scared? Yeah, okay, I'm scared. I'm scared of making this decision because that's going to mean that I'm not going to be able to do this opportunity. I'm scared of moving forward this way because it means this. We are all scared for real and beautiful reasons. Scared of failing, scared of losing love, scared of making the wrong choice. And that's real. But let's be honest about it. Great. Write those down. Look at them individually. Actually question them if there are things that we really should be afraid of or if our brain is just playing tricks to protect us. And then move on from there. That's the power of recognizing what we really mean when we say we're confused, being present to it, bringing our awareness to it, and eventually overcoming it. Be honest with yourself. Question your fears. Go forward with what you want. I'm Drew Perode, and this is Big Idea Tuesday. I hope this idea to help you understand how to end and overcome confusion has been helpful. If you like this episode, text me 302-335-6565. Tell me about something that you maybe were confused about and maybe how you've gotten more clarity on it. If you want to read the Instagram post that inspired this, something that I wrote a few years ago, you can also find that in the show notes too. By the way, my business partner has a new book out. It's called Food Fix. He would love for you to check it out. It truly is an incredible manifesto. You can find it in the show notes. Food Fix, how to save our health, our economy, our communities, and our planet one bite at a time. Thank you for listening to the Broken Brain Podcast.